soon as you were around the barn, they'd begin to get on their legs, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Well, same as them little fawn, you see, and they were more active than sheep. If you didn't get them within there, would you? Because it's a big place to stay naked in the park, would you see? And you've got to walk a bit and see. You can find a doe that had a little, see? Because he'd lay down a bit of sleep, see?
Yeah.
And if he's about 2 hours old, so to see, he's gone, get you. See?
You know what that was, did you?
No, the trouble was, you've got to keep the stock as near as you could.
Mm-hmm.
You kill them off, and these are the new tip the year off, out of the store stock, see?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to kill the fawns off, and so many does off, and so many bucks during the season.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'd have done that and didn't store it, then you'd have none.
Yes.
See,
yes.
So you want to cut the tips off, and then you've got. When he growed up a bit, he'd be like that, wouldn't it?
That's it.
Well, the one that one could eat. Well, that one jumped up, and he like that, he wasn't going to shoot him. He won the store, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was no first mate of it. They just, because you could get him, because you couldn't get, sometimes you couldn't get as many as you wanted to shoot.
Yes.
You see, yes. See what I mean?
Yes.
They take some
point
as
they are
going to do.
They were there as they would.
Ah!
Yes.
For the least bit, if I done about once, got nearly up the fence on him and put me foot on a little stick broke on the issue. He's gone. Foot of flash. Mm-hmm. Ah, only just take the tip off, see?
Mm-hmm.
With that woods and that, when the other grows. That didn't grow, see? Although they did, and then you could shot in the year longer. We used to have a pole, a good stout pole, up in big old trees up in the park. And all the board of it, that first part, all the way up there, see? Then we used to drive some good stout 2-inch pegs through, and they used to go up there, got to leave them there permanent, see, because
mm-hmm.
if you put anything fresh, they know a lot of and beer, they know something, so you better leave these poles up there permanent. Oh, six. Then the chap used to walk up them old trees, see, when they wanted an old book. Them old books was worse than ever to get, you know. Because it's in the dead of winter for the books, you see. And this chap would get up this tree and he'd leave a little paper, little bit of paper on one of the rounds, you see, where he was up at him, see.
Mm-hmm.
This chap, he used to come from Astley Cross Public House. His name was Jim. Oh, I'll come to him, eh? He used to come from there and he used to make his own bullets, round and like a marble. And he got a muzzle loader rifle. And we used to grow about 4 acres of swedes for these deer in the winter time. And what we had to do to get these bucks, after that wire, I tell you, was a failure, because it had them as we didn't want, see.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fatter, he wanted a good one.
Yes.
So we used to put some swedes in a cart and go up right by that tree with a bit of paper rock, because he was up there. About 25 yards away from there, and we took 2 or 3 swedes out, see. In the heart of winter, you know what it's like, anything will come to feed.
Yes.
And be long. And now they're dead and does and fawned and had 3 or 4 of these old books. Ooh, they did look so new. All them arms of you, yeah. Couldn't be long before you got crumb by me, could you? Sure say. And of course, they were gone from there. They were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, This time he'd go, he'd get off again. No deer, nowhere about. Get up one of these ladder poles, we used to call them, see? And this little step on. And this step of this car, and they'd follow the car, see, because the feed is on it.
Yes.
He dropped one or two Swedes down there again. Fuck it up. Why, here you go again. That's how they used to get them books. Them good ones. You've got to sort them out. You can't get them to sort them out.
No, that's it.
Oh,
they ate those then, didn't they?
Ah, it was real stuff.
That was in the court.
They used to. Most everything there was. The pheasants and all was hospitals and gifts. They never had them.
Yeah.
Oh, never had a penny out of it.
Yeah.
And all the looks of you people, farmers and small owners, they had three pheasants at Christmas. I had three each. I've been out days and days. But all the old age pensioners on the estate, every week they had a couple of rabbits. A couple of rabbits every week. And it was my job when I started first.
Mm-hmm.
I used to cuss. I used to overload the old bike and you'd get on down the ride and then you'd find five or six legs in the front wheel and then you'd come off the bike, you know what it was like. Oh dear. See, we had that some game. But if they wouldn't dare, you know, suppose I'm going to today, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, oh, I've got to go and buy there tomorrow, I'll take them tomorrow. There'd be a car down the office and they had another rabbit shack. Oh,
yes,
they,
yes.
It was a nice old job just to get into the room. Frightened to death. You've got to do it right around them days, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that right the way around, right to Grimley and right?
Aye?
Right the way around to Grimley you had to go, did you?
Right down to Ball Mill.
Down
to Ball Mill.
Yes.
And right down to Ankerdoy and Nightwick and Dalwood. That's where the estate went to, see, right down to there.
Not down to the Talbot.
Yeah.
Ankerdoy.
Yes, with the estate,
Didn't know it was that far away.
Right up, and over and back of Berry Hill, see?
Yes.
Right up, taking, and come out of the road by Nash's, the Oak used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then round the back of there and right up all Woodbury Hill, right up past over the top of the Underhouse, and all along the top of Amberley Hill and down to into Strawley, and come along by the Lensworth and all down the side of the Severn, then right down to Ball Mill again. All old castle and all that with the estate. But on some ground, you know, wasn't
it? It wasn't.
Oh, you said I'd look after all that. It was your job to do something, and that's it. That was it. Oh, we used to have on the castle estate, see, there were no woods on the castle. Mm. As you know, it's all open country.
Yes.
And that was the ideal place for the partridge.
Yes.
Partridges. So, that's where the keeper lived, where George Smith lived, there was a police station. No, George Smith, just up there.
Yes.
Opposite Bishop, something like that. Oh, that would be a job, the partridge at Old Castle.
He was a keeper, was he? Smith?
No, not Smith. That's where the keeper's cottage
was. I see, yes.
That's under his cottage.
Oh, I see.
No, the name was Smalley.
Uh-huh.
Smalley was the keeper.
Oh, I see.
Well, they had three in my time, Lewis, Smalley, and Cross. Oh, birds, I cut the birds. You got to go somewhere. Oh, you just thought about going home, see? And I was up around by the Gafford House for 2 years. You got to issue the rations out for these keepers.
Mm-hmm.
And ration the dog biscuits, if you said, because you've got to do it, because there were so many everything, there were so many of everything, see? Otherwise, somebody would have a ton and you would only have 500, right?
Yes.
And just as you were ready to go, He'd blow the whistle. I don't know what that was. Up to the house. Oh, Ben, would you mind popping so-and-so? I really forgot all about it. Send me one little whistle. I've got to go back up in the grave at least, see? Fetch in one cream or something from somebody. See?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And I said to me, Dad, one night when I got home, I went very old, I'm going to leave there. He said, you can't do that.
They supply the keeper's clothes as well.
Pardon?
They supply the keeper's clothes. Did you get some clothes off the...
Oh, they had delivery, huh?
What did they get
there? I used to have the livery. The Jabot and Whitley. We're Arthur Moore's garage, that's with the tailor.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, his name was. There's a Goodwin all lives in Broad East, some of which is for him. There's good, Errol Goodwin. Don't you remember Errol Goodwin in Broad East, where you're somewhere around there?
Broad East? No, I don't know Goodwin in Broad East.
Errol Goodwin.
Mm-hmm.
And his father was tailor to him.
Oh, yeah.
Made the chauffeur's livery and everything. Oh, yes. He had a good job making all the stuff for him. You could write more than what I go in the news of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean really? You got to go to the top of the night like that to get outside with the estate.
Your dad loaded his own cartridges, did he?
Load his own. Then he could load them and mark them what he wanted it for. You know, different sizes of shots, see?
Yes, yeah.
If he thought he was going to have an old fox, he'd put some wooden in there. So they go straight through them. And we used to we'll get hundreds of jays. We'll get them pretty wings with the old Devonshire Countess. Dudley. Oh. There was in there was daddy of these Paris fashion things, you know. And we used to get these wings, like they're all pretty jays, ain't
they? Yes,
that's it. And we started going to have 2 or 3 days of jay shooting.
We've got some jays coming about again now.
Yeah.
Quite a lot better sort of.
Oh, we've had some jobs. tremendous place at Whitley Court Park.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 acres. You didn't want much more when you'd walk down the outside of that.
No,
during the day. You didn't.
No.
It's iron fence. Like you were these iron fences. That was up 12 foot high. For these books.
Mm-hmm. Well, right round the park.
All the way round the park, the ones. There's some work, iron working.
Was it?
Oh, cool. Come all the way down to Little Whitley Post Office, that end of that wood there, you know. And right up. Oh, my God. What a fence. Then there were 2 or 3 fences across the bottom end of the preserve for the hay making for these books and that. They just ate some stuff, you know.
Well, didn't they damage the trees in there?
Pardon?
Didn't they damage the trees in the park?
Oh, he was a big old devil. No. We had to, one that was going to, Daddy, we had to grow another in the nursery. Then we had to make a frame for him and wire him, see?
Mm-hmm.
The old books, you would be simple. They were chestnut trees and they were down, drooping down, hundreds of, thousands of years old.
Mm.
And then there was a banner tree orchard. A row of big banner trees. And the bay was down. And the devils, these old books, would rear up on their own legs and put their arms in the bay and shake them all. They'd shake them. And there were 1 or 2 pear trees up there, all these old cider stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The young shoots on them were grown up. I'd get up there and they'd belt them. Then there'd be something going on. There'd be hundreds of them there getting these pears down. Oh, it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been down there, I've been down there before now. When they were fighting, they'd get behind a big oak tree. If you got behind a tree, you know, nobody ever see you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them trees, oh my God. I was further through them and through here, through the butt.
Yeah.
And I mean, the other crap up to him, he'd have fighted. I got that closer, and they would have fighted, and I was trying to go leave him. Who would fight when they fight? Good God. I would fight.
Well, who used to come and shoot those?
Jim Sargent.
Well, I guess you used to have shooting parties for him, did you?
What?
You used to have shooting parties for the deer.
No, the fawn, the keeper used to do that. And the door.
Oh, you didn't have shooting parties for deers?
Oh, no, we didn't want them like that, see?
Yeah. Oh.
But you went to market, you didn't sell all your ship to market the same day, did you?
No.
These fawns, you see, we're shooting fawns in August.
Mm-hmm.
And the doors, October, and the bucks in the dead of winter. You got to do it because they be no good. They be tough out devil. See, when the proper season is there, they be all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason we had to go to take these Swedes in the dead of winter to get these old bucks. You could get the others. You could have old bucks. You see. They see you coming a quarter of a mile away, they was gone. See? But when it was dead of winter, nothing to eat, I'd follow a cartload of Swedes,
mm-hmm.
and he used to draw somewhere under this tree where this chap's going up there. And whip one of these poles and we put the pegs through to make a ladder. If you took a ladder, you know, they hadn't come there, they know.
No. Yeah.
They got to be someone that they'd live with. And he used to whip that pole. They're going up a ladder, of course. Get in these boughs and then you've got to come in. When you see that peg of a bit of paper on, you know, that's the tree that he's up. So you get him a few weeds and these bucks comes listening, then they never go to one let listen again, see. By me, thank you. And you've got to, and of course when you shot another one left in the same parish,
that's
and
it.
Gone.
Yeah.
And you got to go to the next peg. Perhaps 200 or 300 yards up, further up. And you start off with the cart again. Now follow the cart. Oh, we only used to want about 10 books perhaps 1 week. This fawn job, we could do 30 of them a day
mm-hmm.
in the time, see. Yeah. If you didn't, because you know you got so many.
Yes.
So you'd overrun the world now. Mm. You got to do it. About 900 deer up there, see? And you come to have half of them, if the half of them were doors, you got something up to 400 young ones, see?
Yes.
You got to lambs all the time, as they call them.
Mm.
And that's the reason you got to go and cut them off, cut the ear off, to save the one, because the next time you went to shoot him, the first 6 of you see it got no ear cut off. You could have them, see? I used to come out of this fern, down these long trees, in the fern and down, I goes, wallops. And there was a chap, a keeper up there, purpose for the, to do the deer, look out of the deer, and do the dressing and all, proper.
Mm-hmm.
You got the fat one, he's cut him up with a gamble and skin him, and then get a lump of fat and rub all over him, with the fat set on him, well, lovely. Beautiful.
But they do the skins.
Oh, yeah, they done the skins. A lot of them went in the court, the pretty ones, see, they're very pretty.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sound, there was so much up there, you didn't know where it went to, what went to it.
Hmm.
All these presents, they used to give them away, they never sold them.
Hmm.
There were hospitals. Then they put them in the fridge and somebody had a spring cart and take a couple hundred brace to somebody. Some big hospital. It took a few though to go around the farm and just ball out into 3
yes,
each.
Yes.
3 apiece.
Yes.
And at Christmas to you. All the work folks. Christmas Eve. You had a half a day holiday and go down to Whitley Court and all the single chaps had 3 pounds of beef and I married on 6, grew up the home farm. Well, you know that one too.
Yes.
Yeah. Jack Holliday and Martha used to come and kill it, the butcher, and bring it down there and carve it up for you. What be you will add a single? He said, a single, I can rip out and slap it on.
Oh, yes, that's a good dude, I can tell you.
They talk about the old days in the East.
It's a rat race now, isn't it?
Oh, ain't it?
Yes.
Lovely it used to be. Mm. And everyone will leave in school. Boy or girl, there was a job for them, see?
Yes.
Not like it is now.
There
was a job for them. And a good one. If anybody's wife was mad, anything like that, I'd go up to the office and tell them there'd be down at the kitchen at the corner. You could call her every day, and fish and puddings and everything for them. Ah, it's your own fault if you didn't have it. It was all put ready for you.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then all these hospitals were kept up by them sort of people, see?
Mm-hmm.
So none of this really national health job.
Mm.
Go down there, you had to go out and get tickets to go, you know. Then sort of people would have thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they upheld it. You had so many a month. Even if you were sending you working for me, you wouldn't bother to pay nothing. Take these tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, it's interesting for you. But a good many folk, you know, when you tell them, they wouldn't believe it, you know, because they never lived with it.
No, that's it, no.
That's it. It's the good of these big folks, these big toughs, like Lawrence Andover, they called.
Where did they used to read the pheasants?
Right.
Where did they used to read the pheasants for the court?
Well, they have the label.
Rear them.
Oh, you can do them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
In that field, we'll call that this barn down the top with the pool.
Yeah.
The field was on the end of the brook, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to have, it was just outside where that barn down. Then this, coming down the side of that field, near this too. It's the apple.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go around all the farmers in the spring when it was time. Go around all the farmers after broody end, you see. We used to get an horse and cart and dry and cook nets of pens on them and go right out of these old ends. And we used to give them 3 and 9 pence apiece for them. See?
Uh-huh.
3 and 9 pence apiece for these old ends that day. And when you got them in the coops and they've had enough of the bird, the pheasants are starting to go up the roost. You would look inside somewhere and you'd find the egg inside the nest, inside the coop.
Mm-hmm.
That meant to say they were laying again. And you'd take them up home and lose them down in the aviary where we hatched them, because it was patch, nearly a quarter of an acre. Because you've got to get these out ends off every morning to water and feed them, see? Put a string down the leg and peg them to get the right ends on the same nest, you see?
Yeah.
And we used to dig these out ends up there. When we got them up there, they'd all be laying. And these old women would come back and buy them half a gun apiece when they was laying. Because they were more of them, they were no good to us, see? They'd done their work.
Yeah.
3 and 9 apiece to broody and half a gun when they was laying. Buy them back again. You would have you were in back again. I'm a grab a crib.
Yeah. Seems the wrong way around.
Ah, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. We didn't want them when they laid, see?
Mm-hmm.
So you folks wanted them when they were laying.
That's it, yeah.
We wanted them to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just had some fun. Because some of the devils had been sitting in the wick before we went for, you know, if you know, you're a sitter, well, we never know how long he'd been sitting.
Mm.
When he would have had some on the mother's club and nest, oh dear. Oh, yeah. Bishop Bray come out that field and when you feed him with the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Whistle feed him, see, and then when they hear the whistle coming, then feed them like, oh, there's look at some of them meadows airborne, you know. And then, you know, in them fields, all them fields, were big oak trees, in St. Clark, you'd have been at the St. Clark. What we put you for a tree?
Yeah.
Up at Dublin, only in St. Clark, there's a ditch under there.
Yes.
There's a ditch there. We sat on the cabinet in the middle of that. When they started to fill their feet a bit, they thought they'd go to roost. They go up in the trees, went this way off the ground, and they come down on the ground. Oh, come down on the ground to wait of them. Oh, barely. And of course, they used to get it, they go a bit higher up. And when they done that, these old heads were beginning to lay, and they gradually worked them off, see?
What was that dingle in those days?
Eh?
What was in the dingle in those days? What were the trees?
Oh, solid oak. Nice oak.
Oak was it?
Mm. Oak, ah. Mm. And of course, when Whitley started to sell these timber merchant fellas coming at it, see?
Yes.
But up the top, up at the top, when they come and do their shooting, it was like it was all the way down to opening the bottom.
Yes.
See, yes. When they got to the top, they wouldn't come up. See, these guns, they could see these guns through the hedge. All that is replanted, It was fell, planted up again. The trees, there's some bits of larch and stuff there, wasn't there?
That's it, yes.
Oh, there was a large plantation and Douglas fir trees and one or two little spruce things left there, wasn't there?
That's right, yes.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. That's the dark night, see?
That's it. Some rhododendrons there.
And they bring them to there, and they, yes. See? And if they went up too fast, or else double straight back, see? Mm-hmm. We had one there, and I don't know why it was, or how we come about. We had a cock there, and he was a perfect white. It was a feather nose art. Different colour. Lord Ridley shot him, and he had his stuff. He was in the museum. Yeah, beauty. Cock, white.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect white. He was a beautiful thing.
Who'd you have shooting there?
Eh?
Who'd you have shooting down there?
Oh, Lord, King Edward the VII and the Duke of York, the Prince of Wales, all on them used to come. And the nobility, we went, look, you scrub.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the nobility. Yeah. The soldiers, all the thousands of soldiers when they were down here. Two little guards, see? Oh, Lord. King Edward. They had twins, Lord and Lady Dudley. Them settled down there. And King Edward was godfather, and George, Prince of Wales, was godfather, so they called him, christened him George and Edward.
Oh.
George and Edward, see? King George has come, he was Prince of Wales, see? I christened the one George, another Edward, King Edward. We had a funny thing. When you went to church, you brought over the Lord, God, and the Lord.
Oh.
It was a noted saying when a pheasant got up, cock over me Lord, see, shout over, cock over me Lord. Bang, somebody's going to go. So there was an old chap there, give him a few wrinkles before they started, because King Teddy was shooting out there, see. And he said, well, and of course he said to him, Dougie, well, he's above the Lordship, isn't he? Oh, well, you're above the Lord. I said, then, he got it right up. Busy away shooting and beating up the woods, see. Oh, what a pheasant. He said, cock over me, Lord God. he knows God above the Lord. Well, we used to have 100 beaters. I had all had a smock apiece, red cuffs and red collar.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that, take him up for your money. 100, huh? Well, you look. Now 5 or 6 would look handy in Oxford, wouldn't it?
That's it, yeah.
No good at all.
No, where'd they get them from? Who were the beaters? The farm workers, were they?
Anybody who wanted a job, huh? Oh, a lot of them farmers, this is the truth, is it? A lot of them farmers, because we didn't go to shoot, see, till 9 in the morning, because the big blokes, they didn't want to get up at 6 to go shooting. Well, I used to go to these farmers them days, 6 o'clock in the morning, see? Well, the bloody farmers, it's the truth, you see? So them chaps had to go there from 6 o'clock in the morning till he come time to go to shoot in Whitley. And Whitley paid the money to have a groom, you see? And they had that done for nothing.
Yeah, I see?
Well, them used to be, ought to be right on it. They had their work done for nothing or for breakfast time, see? Oh, Whitley paid the day money, see? Beat you. Nothing extra for you. That's right, it then. It is.
What about the hunting? Who went on that?
Hunting?
Mm.
Oh, a lot to leave with master. Mm. Master there, you see.
Oh, well, King Edward didn't go hunting, did he?
Who?
King Edward.
But, not up here, no.
No,
not,
we
not, up, not up here.
No.
The shooting was a special. No, we never used to go up here to shoot in. I don't. Mr. Arthur Jones used to live at the parsonage at Ambleside. He took the mastership of Lord Dudley, because Lord Dudley was going out to Australia, see? Governor of Australia. Well, Arthur Jones took things on, over. And he was just a sport, oh, he was a sports on the owner. Then we little wiggly post out, there's a little wood there over, Grinnell cover. He only had to stand by Lord Dudley, only about 25 or 30 yards away, like. And I heard him made a bet about some of it. It might have been a farm, it might have been a hotel in London, it might be, God knows what it was. But they got to kill 99 birds out of 100 shots. And that's getting tight, isn't it? And they shook hands on it. Oh, it was there, so I do know. I shook hands on this. Out, Arthur Jones turned away from him and put the gun up in the air and shot him, but bang. Then we said, we got to kill 99 now. 99 shots, 99, whoa. God, I never seen it. Every issue didn't like it in Italy. You know, don't they? You had a single peg up with a ticket on the top. Look, each gun had a number, see?
Yes.
You were going to find a ticket at the end of these woods. And that's your standard, they call it. You know, when anything gets up, it gets higher and higher and higher, doesn't it? A lot of the owners, a lot of the leaders, would stand back on the jars behind these others. They got their muscles then, you know? They fold up like that. Bang, they go. Them two used to shoot them, and outside the cottage is all brass. Brass right up to the top.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of brass down the bottom, as you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
But brass right up to the top. A bit of good stuff. Mm-hmm. You think yourself new, and you never get that. You never get that at all. Up in you, right? Then you see him fold up. That's your eyesight quickening you. You're in, you know?
Yes.
You can see it curl up for you. What they shot. Out of the old shot here. Extra, what off, 99. You got to kill 99 then. With the Betsy.
Did he do it?
Oh, well, you don't know, because he jumped it. I didn't know, see. If you by yourself and you know. But the birds, the gunners going off and the birds are tumbling. You know, would a gun stop in these bigger woods where there was some more feathers? You know, it'd be a real wonderful empty. In the same place all the time, see?
Yes.
Inject to put him out to the same case.
Mm.
This one chap was got a load and the other one take him off him and give him the... That's how they were good all the time. Sometimes they must have had them were a good injectors out on them, rejectors out on them. Sometimes you could find some good ones in them. Find some good cotton in them heaps. You had a card of 2 or 3 on there. Lugged ammunition is out to last all day. Thousands and thousands of cards in. Ah, because some of them was wanting 2 acres to shoot in. Some of the fellas just had 9 or 10 barrels at them then. They never had them. You know, well, you know that in any tea.
Yes.
Took some gathered up, empty cards in. Oh, I've had many hundreds around that. If they were in, it was hardly heaps. Ammunition was ammunition them days.
Yes.
We should be doing it now, but we've done it there.
Oh, it's a bit of a shame it's changed.
Oh, it is. That top end of that big field of yours against Colbatty, you got a patch out there. Oh, he's there. He said, Ben, I said, what's the matter now, you? How much will you give me for them rabbits in that wood? You know, ready war, I can be on about them. I ain't got no time to catch them. Oh, 7 pounds 10. That'll do you, that'll do me. 7 pounds 10 I give him for them. And I used to go down there and get 5 and 20 and 15 or anything, but I had 590 out of there. Out of your roly dingo. 590, there was something. 590 I had out. And I had hot pickers used to come from Dudley them day, you know.
Yeah.
I used to take 3 or 4 down there, boy. They fight over these bloody rabbits. Yeah.
I remember the opposite northern town.
Johnson
was the...
Johnson.
Years
ago, yes. Very bad again. Well... That's another thing of Colbatty, Leslie Colbatty, the Clifton chaps come with badger digging. Leslie Colbatty had got trouble, they come to dig them out. And they had 3 Grahams, you know. And the last one was a milk white and like a white ferret.
Oh, what? I remember talking about that one, yeah.
Ah,
yes.
Like a white ferret. Only a baby thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this chap took him home, the huntsman, the Clifton hunt, took him home and reared him up. And,
And he used to follow him up and down the path, all across the middle, and come back and whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, wouldn't I just